Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Isang paalaala, ang susunod na kabanata ay naglalaman ng mga salita at pahayag na maaaring magdulot ng takot, pangamba at pagkabahala sa mga nakikinig, lalo na sa mas nakababatang gulang. Huwag magpatuloy kung kinakailangan. Ito ang mga kwentong bumuo ng ating nakaraan. Mga kwentong unang narinig sa mga liblib na lugar o sa mga pinakatagong bulong-bulungan. Dito ay pag-uusapan natin ang mga kwentong kababalaghan at misteryo na humalo sa kultura, kasaysayan at kamalayan nating mga Pilipino. Ang ating campsite ay isang safe space at bukas para sa lahat ng mga gustong makinig o kahit gusto mo lamang tumahimik at magpahinga. Ako si Earl, ang inyong pong campmaster. At ito ang Philippine Camper Stories. Tuloy po kayo sa 65th gabi ng San Telmo Society Radio at sa ating month-long celebration ng ating 3rd anniversary. Kumusta ka na? Sana'y napapakinggan mo ang episode na ito sa maayos na kalagayan. Kung ito man ang una mong best na makinig sa ating podcast o isa ka sa mga regular campers na nakikinig kada episode pero hindi pa nakafollow, ay hinihiling ko na sana i-follow mo na ang Philippine Camper Stories Podcast. At kung magustuhan mo ang episode at ang show na ito, ay bigyan mo na rin sana ng 5-star rating. Importante ito para sa mga shows na gaya ng Philippine Camper Stories para mas lumawak pa ang audience reach natin at mas marami pang makapakinig sa ating programa. Mas maraming makakapakinig sa atin ay mas maraming suporta ang ating makukuha para mas magtagal pa ang ating show. Ang San Telmo Society Radio ay ang listener story segment ng Philippine Camper Stories kung saan pinapakinggan natin ang mga totoong kwento ng kababalaghan at pagtataka mula mismo sa ating mga tagapakinig. Ang una nating kwento ngayong gabi ay mula kay Seth. Pakinggan natin ang kwento niya. Hi Camp Master, isa po ako sa mga silent listener ninyo. Napakinggan ko na din po lahat ng episodes sa Spotify. Itago niyo na lang ako sa pangalan na Seth. Gusto ko lang pong i-share ang experience ko from 2017. 18 years old ako noon nung nag-start ako mag-work sa Bataan. Pero originally, from Nueva Ecija po ako. Etong story ko po ay about sa apartment na tinitirhan ko sa Bataan. May kasama po ako sa apartment noon na itago na lang natin sa pangalang Nina. Pang-umaga po ang pasok ko, samantalang panggabi naman po ang shift ni Ate Nina. Madami na po silang nabanggit sa akin na kwento tungkol sa apartment na yon. Dahil lahat ng katabi naming apartment ay mga taga Nueva Ecija din lahat. At lahat kami ay magkakakilala. Nakwento din po nila na may nagpakamatay daw sa mismong apartment namin. Nagbigti. Pero hindi po ako naniniwala dahil alam ko po na tinatakot lang nila ako. Dahil bago lang ako doon at mag-isa lang ako tuwing gabi sa apartment. This started one day na nakapag-inuman ako sa birthday ng katrabaho ko. Pero hindi po ako masyadong uminom dahil mababa ang alcohol tolerance ko. Mga 4 o 5 tagay lang ang nainom ko nung gabing yun. Pag uwi ko ay wala na si Ate Nina. At dahil medyo hilo na din ako, nag-decide na akong matulog agad. Nanaginip po ako. Natutulog daw po ako sa lapag ng mismong semento at may narinig po akong pumapaswit sa may likod ng apartment. Just a quick note po, sa likod ng apartment ay puro puno ng buko. Sa panaginip ko ay nagmulat ako ng mga mata dahil sa paswit. Pero bago pa ako makabangon ay may biglang humila sa paa ko. At dahil sa gulat ko ay nagising din po agad ako. Panaginip lang pala. Nasundan pa po yun. After ng work ay lagi akong nagtatambay sa rooftop ng apartment namin. Dahil dun lang po may malakas na signal. Pero may eerie feeling po palagi pag dun ako nagtatambay. Pero dahil hindi naman po ako matatakotin ay pinagsawalang bahala ko na lang. One afternoon, after ko tumambay sa rooftop ay bumaba na ako para matulog dahil hinihila na ako ng antok. Agaw dilim po yun dahil sunset nung bumaba ako sa rooftop. Nakatulog naman ako agad dahil sa antok. Napanaginipan ko po yung sarili kong natutulog sa kama. Pinanood ko lang ang sarili kong natutulog pagkatapos ay humiga daw po ako sa katawan ko. At pagtingin ko sa taas ng kisame ay may nakadikit doon na babaeng nakaputi na mahaba ang buhok. Nakatitig sa akin. Pero hindi ko maalala kung anong itsura niya. Nagising po akong umuungol dahil sa sobrang takot. After that incident po ay palagi na akong nagdadasal bago matulog. May nakasama po akong tumambay sa rooftop noon, si Kuya Marlon. Kapatid po siya ng may-ari ng apartment. Ang alam ko po ay papunta na siyang Manila para magtrabaho pero one afternoon, before siya lumuwas ng Manila, ay nilagnat siya ng sobrang taas. Dinala siya sa ospital pero ang sabi lang daw po sa doktor ay common flu lang daw po yun. Hindi na daw po sila nagpa-admit nung araw na yun at umuwi na lang. Naniniwala po sa mga albularyo ang kapatid ni Kuya Marlon na si Ate Jeng na siyang may-ari ng apartment. Kaya nung araw din na yun ay nagpatawag po sila ng albularyo. Nakita daw po ng albularyo ay may nagkagusto daw pong nilalang kay Kuya Marlon. Babae at mahaba ang buhok. Kinilabutan po ako nang malaman ko yun. Pero never ko po itong ishinare sa mga kasama ko sa apartment dahil ayaw kong mag-cause ng takot. After po nun ay nag-decide na lang po akong umalis sa apartment. Pagkatapos po nun, hindi ko na ulit nakita o napanaginipan yung babaeng nakaputi. Yun lamang po. At sana po mabasa ang story ko. Madami po akong isha-share pero sa susunod na lang. Salamat at God bless. Seth. Ayan, hello Seth. Hindi na ako nagugulat kasi palaginip story na naman. Konti na lang talaga, bangungot society na talaga yung dapat na maging pangalan ng segment na ito. Pero sino kaya yung babae sa panaginip ni Seth at yung sinasabing babaeng nilalang na nagkakusto kay Kuya Marlon na sabi ng albularyo? Anong tingin mo sa story na ito? Salamat Seth for being part of the San Telmo Society at aabangan ko ang mga sagot ninyo sa Q&A portion ng Spotify channel natin. Sa ating pagbabalik, isa pang kwento ang ating maririnig. That and more, coming up next.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Sa pagbabalik ng San Telmo Society Radio ng Philippine Campfire Stories. A few episodes ago, nakasama natin si Patty na nagkaroon ng weird experience sa kanilang bahay sa Canada. Today, another camper reached out to share his story galing sa Toronto. Huwag na natin patagalin pa, tawagan natin si Larsen. Hello Larsen!
Hey, Camp Master Earl. My name is Lars. Originally from Cebu, living in Toronto, Canada.
Ayan. Welcome to the San Telmo Society Radio segment. So, how are you doing today?
Doing well. Salamat sa pag invite sa akin dito. Thank you for reading my story. Right now here, it's summertime, Simon. So, medyo mainit. But doing really well.
That's good. That's good to hear. And medyo kakaiba kasi bihira tayong magkaroon ng bisita dito na nagkukwento galing sa ibang bansa. So I'm really fascinated na nag-reach out ka via the Gmail account of Philippine Campfire Stories with your own experiences. And I understand that your stories are coming not from the Philippines, tama ba?
Yeah, well, the story that I'm going to tell is like located here in Toronto. This is a few years back. But I have been not just curious about the paranormal, but I've been ever since when I was a kid, I've been seeing things that I couldn't fully explain. Sometimes may nakikita akong kasama. Sa probinsya kasi namin is in Cebu, pero meron din kami probinsya sa my hometown din kami sa Tarlac. Ever since like when I was young, lalo na kapag pumupunta sa hometowns, it's not just eerie for me, but sometimes I confuse ano yung totoo sa hindi.
Oh, okay. That's interesting, Lars.
Yeah.
Kailan ka lumipat dyan sa Toronto?
Way back in 2006, I think.
Okay. And how old were you nung pumunta ka dyan?
Right, about 15.
Teenage years mo, no? So talagang medyo, ano ka na, medyo talagang yung foundation mo nung lumipat ka dyan talagang. Kaya you get to keep your language, our language, at na. Yeah, that's good.
Alam okay. Pa rin.
So Tagalog pa rin ba sa bahay?
Sa bahay, Tagalog pa rin. I'm married now, have a kid, and nagtatagalog pa rin kami sa bahay.
That's good to hear. Ayan. And ngayon nakakapag listen ka pa sa mga content na Tagalog gaya ng Philippine Camper Stories. How did you find out about the podcast?
Yeah, I've always been interested topics and podcasts about the paranormal and hearing stories and reading stories as well. I used to listen to a lot of like English podcasts that talk about the paranormal. But I'm always interested in knowing like, no, iba pa rin yung mga stories back home. And I was on Spotify one night trying to find something to listen to. And I just typed in Filipino horror podcasts and your podcast came up quick. I started from episode one. I'm like, sige, pakinggan natin to. Pero I've always been fascinated kasi bihira na karinig ng, ng Tagalog na podcast and to hear horror and paranormal and and even murder mystery and all of that. So I'm really happy to find your podcast. I've always been fascinated with like how you get into the stories and the stories you give to us basically. And so I'm pretty excited, especially you've reached out, and I was so ecstatic about it.
Yeah, absolutely. The podcast is a safe space, just like I said, just like I always say sa intro, it's a safe space para sa lahat ng mga gustong makinig sa atin. So, and it's a space for everyone to share as well yung mga story nila, because that makes us a community. Lahat ng nakikinig, whenever people tell their stories, just like you will be doing later, and they tend to share, like, sometimes kala mo yung story na tinatago mo parang sa'yo lang, na parang ganun, yung pala parang marami rin palang nakaka-experience nun, and you get to feel na you're in the same boat as everyone else. And di ba, that's a nice feeling na parang may kasama ka pala dun sa mga feelings na nararamdaman mo, just like most of us here that listens to the podcast. And I'm very happy
validated.
Yun, tama, na-validate ka, diba? And na ngayon, as you and I, na lumaki sa Pilipinas pero naninirahan sa ibang bansa, and katulad ng mga ibang nakikinig din, diba? So, it's a way for us to reach back to our motherland, and at least, kahit sa ilang minuto lang ng pakikinig, medyo parang nare-remind ka of what it's used to be like sa Philippines, diba? With all these stories. So yeah, I'm very happy that you're here. And to give us your story for tonight, you reached out via the Gmail, just like I said earlier, na meron kang kwento tungkol, this time hindi naman sa Philippines nangyari. And do you mind sharing or start to share your story with us, Lars?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. How did it start?
2000 and I think 2012 or 2013. I'm not too sure. But that time, we're still here in Toronto. My dad was still living. I'm still living with my dad at that time. Tapos nakatira kami sa isang, lumipat kami sa isang apartment. And this apartment wasn't the flashiest. I mean, hindi naman siya yung pinakabago. Actually, lumang-luma na. And hindi namin iniisip na there's something that's gonna happen there. And kasama ko yung kasama namin yung stepmother ko, and I also have a stepsister as well. And so coming into the place, we didn't really feel anything weird until my dad works at night, actually graveyard shift. So alis siya ng bahay siguro mga 10:30 ng gabi, tapos mag-start siya ng work ng mga 11. And a lot of times ako gising pa ako noon, mom ko gising pa. And last when it started, ng isang gabi na wala na ang dad, tulog na rin yung kapatid ko. Tapos yung kwarto kasi nila, nasa tapat nila yung banyo. And narinig na lang namin na nagbukas yung pintuan ng kwarto nila. Tapos narinig namin yung footsteps ng dad ko. Yung nakachinelas, tapos yung parang basta the way siya maglakad. Tapos nagbukas yung pintuan, lumabas siya, tapos pumunta dun sa banyo. Tapos hindi parang nagulat kami kasi nanonood lang kami ng TV sa may living room noon. Hindi mo makikita yung yung kwarto from there. Pero may hallway ka muna makikita, and then you can see yung pinaka-end noon yung kwarto nila tsaka banyo. And so nagtaka kami, nagtingin kami na, wait, nandiyan ba si dad? Sabi namin. Pero nakita namin siyang umalis kanina. So pumunta kami doon, parang just to check ano nangyari. And doon nga, nakita na nga namin na nakabukas ang pintuan ng kwarto, nakabukas din ang pintuan ng banyo. Hindi naman gawain ng dad ko yun. Lagi siya nagsasara ng pintuan. And then chinek na rin namin sa kwarto. Nakapatay ang ilaw, nakasara na yung mga blinds, and same thing sa banyo. Wala naman tao. And tulog din yung kapatid ko sa kabilang kwarto noon. So, at that time, nagtaka din kami. And stepmom ko, nakakaramdam din siya, nakakita din siya. I think more than me. I mentioned earlier na bata pa ako, na paminsan nalilito ako kung ano yung totoong tao sa hindi. Nasabi ko yun kasi nandun kami sa hometown ng dad side ko. Nung tinanong ko yung mom ko, kasama ba natin si Lolo?
Yes.
Para kumain. And yung narinig ng mom ko yun, nagulat siya kasi ang lolo ko sa dad side ko, namatay na siya way, way before I was born. Binata pa yung dad ko nung namatay siya. So, ako, alam kong lolo ko yun kasi nakita ko sa pictures, sa family pictures na siya si lolo. Pero at that time, I'm not sure kung gano'n katandaanan. Pero sa akin, akala ko totoong nandyan siya, kasama namin. So, I got confused when I was a kid.
Siguro yung mommy mo. Nung pag-check nyo na wala pala yung daddy mo nun.
Mm-hmm.
And it was parang hindi lang ikaw yung nakarinig, diba?
Yes.
Everybody in the house. Oh, well, at least your stepmom and yourself.
Yeah.
Kasi tulog yung isang kapatid mo, diba?
Yeah.
So, lahat ng gising ay narinig yun. Kinonfirm niya sa'yo na narinig din niya yun, or ikaw lang yung nakarinig?
Both of us. Kasi nanonood lang kami ng TV noon. My sister at that time was less than a year old. And so, hindi pa naman siya yung tipo naglalakad-lakad at that time. And nanonood lang kami ng TV noon. I remember sa living room, and I think we were even eating snacks when we heard yung pagbukas ng pintuan. Akala namin hangin lang, or there's something that opened the door. sabay kaming tumingin sa hallway where the sound was coming from.
Yeah.
And hindi naman yung apartment na kasi na yun, maluma siya, pero magandang insulation. So meaning, hindi mo marinig masyado yung mga nasa labas. Kapag nakasara yung mga bintana, you're not gonna hear anything sa labas or even dito sa ibang mga neighbors mo unless nakabukas yung pintuan ng main door. And that was something that bewildered us kasi that really came inside the room, inside the house. And so one of the first things na inisip talaga namin is like, nandiyan pa ba si dad? Kala ko ba umalis na siya? And kung hindi, may tao ba na iba?
Yun, exactly. That's what I was going to ask. Hindi ba kayo natakot? Di ba kayo tumawag ng police? Kasi baka, you know, parang stepmom mo lang, tas dalawa kayong bata.
Yeah.
So, you know, parang dangerous. Parang, hindi nyo ba naisip na tumawag ng police or tawagan yung daddy nyo to confirm?
Alam mo, muntik na kami tumawag ng police until sinabi ng mom ko, teka, nasa 7th floor tayo ah. So, yung parang inisip na, paano makakaroon ng tao dito? Pero yun talaga yung na bewilder kami kasi tunog ng tsinelas ng dad ko yun eh. Mm-hmm. And hinanap pa ng mom ko kung nasan yung tsinelas niya. Yung tsinelas nandun sa kwarto, sa may by the bedside. Doon na laging iniiwan yung pang bahay niya na tsinelas. Kasi yun talaga, sabi talaga namin, may naglalakad na ba? Talagang nagtanong kami, like, naglalakad na ba yung kapatid ko? Like, ano nangyari? Yes. Bakit may naglakad? And sinabi namin sa dad, hindi kami tumawag agad ng police, pero sinabi namin sa dad sa umaga when he came back. And parang ano lang siya, parang, oh talaga? Gumanon lang siya. So, I actually don't know kung naniniwala siya sa amin at that time.
So, when your dad came home the next morning, or I guess the day after, napag-usapan ba?
Napag-usapan. Sinabi namin na both of us heard something last night.
Mm-hmm.
Na lumabas sa kwarto na katunog ng luway ka maglakad papunta dun sa banyo. Kasi yung dad ko, light sleeper yan. Nag-graveyard shift yan, pero kapag natutulog yan, hindi siya nakakatulog ng diretso. A lot of times, gumigising yan para magbanyo. And so parang napaka-normal na marinig namin yun na maglalakad siya from the room to the bathroom to back again. And ganun na ganun yung the way siya maglakad. Ang dad ko, that morning, sinabi ko rin sa kanya na, Dad, naalala mo ba na sa Pilipinas pa tayo? Susunduin mo ako noon sa isang bahay ng kaibigan. Gabi na, doon ako nag-dinner. Tapos susunduin mo ako. Tapos, nung nag-text ka na sa akin na papunta ka na, bigla, kinukwento ko lang ulit sa kanila, bigla akong may narinig na tinatawag yung pangalan ko sa my gate. And boses ng dad ko. Tinatawag yung pangalan ko siguro twice. Sinabi na yung pangalan ko. And then, ako nag-get ready na ako para i-meet yung dad ko sa labas. Madilim yung, hindi yung street kasi nila, hindi yung parang well-lit. Talagang madilim siya kapag gabi. Tapos yung ilaw nandun lang talaga sa bahay. Ang nakarinig din nun, yung tatay ng kaibigan ko. Both kami nakarinig. Siya pa yung nagsabi sa akin, Lars, andyan natin yung papa mo. Oo nga po, sabi ko, lalabas na po ako. Tapos, hinatid ako ng tatay ng kaibigan ko sa gate. Parang i-hand off ako. Tapos walang tao. Talaga walang tao doon.
Nasaan yung tatay mo noon at that time?
At that time, nagda-drive pa siya.
At that time,
wala rin akong load masyado nun kaya hindi ako tumatawag. Mm-hmm. So, nag-text ulit ako, Dad, asan ka na? Pero, pinakita ko rin dun sa tatay na kaibigan ko na ito yung text ng dad ko, papunta pa lang siya. Sabi natin, wala pang 5 minutes or 10 minutes, biglang yun nga, narinig namin na tumawag siya.
Okay.
Yung tatay ng kaibigan ko, parang natakot na siya at that point. So parang sabi ko, parang hindi ito ordinary, parang ordinary nangyayari ba ito? Tapos ang ginawa niya, pinasok ako ulit sa loob ng bahay, naglabas siya ng asin. Tapos nandun siya sa labas lang ng bahay, parang nagtatapon na natin ng asin sa front yard nila. Tapos dumating yung dad ko 30 minutes after. Ganun ulit, tinawag ako twice. At that time, yung tinawag na ako twice, hindi siya nag-text, dumating lang siya doon. Yung tatay tsaka nanay ng kaibigan ko, nilakad ako palabas ng gate. Nandun na nga yung dad ko, finally. Yun, tunato ko rin kay dad yun. So, parang ni-recall ko lang yung time na yun sa Pilipinas nung nag-usap kami dito sa Toronto. Sabi ko, hindi to yung first time na ginagaya ka.
Okay. So parang alam mo yung parang sinasabi nilang skinwalker. Na,
that's so creepy. Na, pero yeah.
Yeah, parang ganun. Anyway. So yun yung first story mo dun sa bahay na yun. Mm-hmm. Sa house niyo sa Toronto. Yeah. Nasundan pa ba yun?
Nasundan. Tumira kami doon siguro for about 2.5 to 3 years sa apartment na yun. Mm-hmm. Hindi naman to nangyari every single time, pero sabihin natin a few months after nung first incident namin ng gaya sa dad ko, yung nanay ko noon nasa kusina siya. May niluluto lang siya, pinaprepare para sa next day. Ako naman galing akong work noon, kaya dumating siguro ako ng bahay siguro closer to 7. And sabi ko lang, i-dip lang ako saglit. Dito muna ako sa couch, i-dip lang ako kasi pagod na pagod ako. Mm-hmm. And I think at that time, working student din ako noon. So I was in school and nag-work din ako.
At tanongin nga sana kita, how old are you nung working student? Okay.
Yeah, I think I was in college at that time. And
uso naman yan eh.
Yeah, definitely. Lalo nito sa North America, usong-uso ang pag-work working student.
para may pambili ng comics.
I know. Exactly. So, right. Yun nga, dumating ako noon, hindi man ako kumain, talagang pagod ako. I wanna take a nap. Tapos yung kitchen kasi, it's not yung parang na, it's almost like an open concept. So makikita mo yung living room kung nasa kitchen ka and vice versa. So my mom was doing something, ako I was trying to get to sleep pero hindi ako makatulog, hindi talaga ako, and parang siguro kasi pagod ako and adrenaline ko siguro mataas pa. And then all of a sudden naramdaman ko na lang na parang, alam mo yung parang kung focus ka sa isang bagay tapos may lumapit sa likod mo. Yung parang you can feel na somebody's like nandito.
Behind you?
And
okay.
Habang nakahiga ako nun, I just felt something cold dito sa my right ear ko. And then, parang nag-shift dito sa face ko. Sa akin naman parang, ooh. Oh, nandyan yung nanay ko. Or ginigising ba ako or something like that.
Oh, your eyes were closed, right?
My eyes were closed. I wasn't listening to anything. Tapos hindi pa ako nakakatulog talaga. So very, very light pa lang yung ano ko noon.
Nakapikit ka lang. Ganun. Parang you were just
nakapikit
trying
lang. Parang pinipilit ko na sa'yo kung makapikit lang kahit pa paano. And then, binuka ko yung mata ko. Hindi ako tumawag agad. Parang I just opened up my eyes. Right away, nakita ko may mukha na babae sa my right side ko na nakatayo, na parang nakatingin sa akin ng ganun. Naka-lean sa akin ng ganun. And slowly siyang tumayo. Pero yung tumayo na siya, her face changed from a human face into something I couldn't understand. Na nakakatakot ang mukha niya. And at that point, I couldn't do anything but freeze. Kasi akala ko talaga nanay ko yun eh. I thought it was my mom, like trying to wake me up for something. Pero... Mm-hmm. Nakita ko yung mukha niya. Mahaba.
How do you describe the face? The lady that you saw.
Alam mo, human face siya eh. Kita ko yung mata, ilong, bibig. Kita ko yung buhok. Pero kita ko na sa may katawan niya, hindi siya buo. Now that I can see your shirt, I can see your neck from here. Ang nakikita ko parang tagos. So oh, parang siyang may pagka-transparent yung katawan. And but the face, I can clearly see. But yung katawan, it's a little bit more transparent. Tapos, yung palayo, yung lumalayo na siya sa akin, nag-lean lang siya. Tapos, hindi naman siya nagsalita. Pag-lean, pagtayo na niya, nagbago yung mukha niya. And this, I can't describe. Pero, hindi siya nagmukhang tao anymore. Na nagmukha siyang parang nag-sink ang mata niya. Tapos yung labi niya, parang ang laki ng smile. Na parang hindi dapat normally ganun kalaki yung smile.
Oh,
and
okay.
At that time, I was frozen. Pero yung nagbago na yung mukha niya, doon lumabas yung takot ko.
Yung takot.
And sumigaw ako. Napaupo na ako noon. Instantly, nawala siya nung nangyari na yun. Tapos, habang I was still catching my breath, narinig ko yung nanay ko, sabi niya, nakita mo rin yun?
Ay!
So, eto na naman, may shared experience na naman kami. Na kaming dalawa lang, or tatlo, kasi yung sister ko nandun din. Pero kaming dalawa lang nakita nito. And siya, sabi niya, naglalakad na siya papunta sa dining table nun, which is right behind me. Tapos, napatitig na lang daw siya kasi may nakita siyang babae nga na parang nakaluhod sa akin, nakalean sa akin, and then biglang nawala. Tapos nagulat na lang din siya na nakita ko rin pala. So, ganoon na naman. Nag-usap na naman kami. And parang, ano to? Bakit, ano yung nakita mo? Tinanong din niya sa akin, ano yung nakita ko? Tapos siya rin, tinanong ko, anong nakita mo? Ganun na ganun yung nakita niya. Pero nakatalikod, so hindi na nakita yung mukha. Ako yung nakita ng mukha. And we thought from that point, I think our place is haunted.
baka naman, di ba parang kasi hindi naman talaga sa inyo yung bahay and medyo... ano rin yung house, no? Parang may iba na rin gumamit. So, could be, I don't know, a guardian or an entity that lives in the same unit that you
probably
are.
Probably, yeah.
And they were curious kung, sino ba to? Sino ba tong ano na to? Diba? That was a few months, diba? Sabi mo, after the first incident.
Exactly.
Nako, paano ko makakatulog nun?
ang hirap matulog nun. Hindi kami natutulog ng nakapatayang ilaw. At some point, hindi sila natutulog. Yung dad and mom ko, ayaw din nila matulog sa kwarto. Ako, hindi ako natutulog sa kwarto. Two-bedroom.
Saan kayo natutulog?
So, two-bedroom apartment siya. Ako dapat yung sa isang bedroom, sila sa isa. Ayaw ko matulog sa kwarto na yun. Kasi I feel uneasy. Tsaka may nangigising sa akin sa gabi kapag nandun ako sa kwarto na yun.
What do you mean?
So, whenever nandun ako, hindi naman ako nakakaroon ng mga bangungot. Honestly, I don't even remember a lot of my dreams. I'm not that kind of person who remembers my dreams as much.
Yes.
Pero kapag nandun ako, pero kapag nandun ako, lagi akong kinakabahan. Laging parang may nakatingin sa akin. And kung tutusin, napaka-normal lang ng room na to. May bintana, may maliit na closet. There's nothing really special about it. Pero I feel so enclosed kapag nandun ako sa room na yun. So I started sleeping in my living room. And this is like probably the first month na lumipat kami sa apartment na to. Pero yung nangyari yung second incident na nangyari after that, hindi na talaga ako lumipat sa room noon. Kasi I feel like kapag nandun na ako mag-isa, baka bibisitahin ulit ako ng babae. Tapos, like a few weeks after that, yung parents ko, paminsan naglalatag na rin sila ng higaan din sa living room kasi parang hindi rin sila parang uneasy na rin sila dun sa room nila.
Oh my God, that's that's very inconvenient. Dahil bahay niyo yun eh. It should be the place where you can rest.
Exactly.
Diba, ano? So what did you do? Anong ginawa niyo? Meron ba kayong syempre natakot lang naman talaga kayo. Wala rin naman siyang ginawa. Tiningnan lang naman kayo. Pero still,
exactly.
Diba, yeah. That's very intrusive kasi that's your mm-hmm. place unang-una. And nakakatakot naman talaga, 'di ba? Na parang bigla na lang may uninvited guest.
Mm-hmm.
Anong may ginawa ba kayo to address the fear?
Well, first, hindi ako yung tipong naniniwala agad. I tend to try to debunk things on my own first. Una, akala ko talaga dahil pagod ako noon lang gabing yun. Mm. Dahil I was trying to sleep. Maybe nakatulog na ako na hindi ko lang alam. You know, it could be imagination. And frankly, it looked like it was my imagination. Kasi how often do you see someone transparent tapos mag-iiba pa yung mukha niya right in front of you?
Mm.
Hindi na sana maniniwala eh. Kahit na nakita ko na yun in with my own eyes. Pero hindi ko ma-discount yung experience din ng mom ko na nakikita din niya exactly what I'm seeing. So that builds up the theory na maybe there is something in here. Nagtanong-tanong kami sa mga kapitbahay, and sometimes we have a shared yung apartment namin didn't really have our own like washer dryer in the space, so doon kami sa baba gumagamit din, and there's other people who use it. May mga matatanda na nakatira sa apartment na yun na tinanungan namin like, oh, ganun kayo katagal nakatira dito, and all of that, and sabi nila yeah, tinayo to ng mga 70s pa. And at that time, state of the art pa tong building na to, and it was a condominium before it became like an apartment in a way. And sila yung mga first residents daw doon. Ever since, hindi na sila lumipat. They bought their own unit in there. And so they've seen everything with how the neighborhood changed. Dati, halos ilan lang yung mga bahay doon. Ngayon, ang dami na. A lot more people came in. And then that brought a lot of like stories, a lot of like experiences and energy and all that.
Yeah.
And so, naisip din namin na, yes, dahil sa kalumaan lang talaga siguro, kaya ganito. Pero, since it's an apartment, hindi namin makakausap yung nakatira dito dati sa unit na to. So, unfortunately, we couldn't get any stories.
Other than that.
Yeah, kahit yung property manager, wala naman siya mabigay na stories from the previous people who live in our unit. Kung ano yung history noon, like sino tumira doon, we don't know. So we're coming in blind, really. Pero hindi pa kami nagpa-bless agad ng bahay.
So, uso ba yung pa-bless, ganyan?
Not so much. I guess, depende na lang sa belief mo. Hindi yung parang predominantly kasi sa Pilipinas or either Muslim or Catholic or Muslim, and a lot of times Catholics would get their place blessed. Kami hindi naman namin inisip yung ganun, so we just moved in. But hindi naman inisip na we're gonna stay here for a long time dito sa place na to, and akala namin like, oh, ano lang to, so we're transitioning kasi ang parents ko nun, they're already thinking about moving out of the province, getting out of Toronto. So parang ito yung place of transition lang namin talaga.
Okay, if you don't mind, saan bang place ba ito sa Toronto? Baka may mga kasama tayong nakikinig. Same place. Kasi marami tayong listeners from Canada. Baka naman there. Just in the same community or close by.
Sure. So, this is located in Weston and Finch. There's three big apartments you're gonna see. High-rise apartments you're gonna see from afar. I was living in one of those before. very old when you see them from afar. Kitang-kita mo pa talaga na luma na ang structure na yan.
Again.
Yeah.
Well, is that all that happened in that apartment? Or
unfortunately,
mayroon...
no. it got worse and worse from that point.
Okay.
Pero hindi agad siya nangyari. It took weeks again or months after that. The third thing that happened was probably one of the scariest ones kasi involved ako, ang mom ko, and yung sister ko at that time.
Your young sister. Very
exactly.
Young.
Mm. Yeah. And at that time, we were preoccupied with our sister. She hasn't been doing well, and my second cha at that time. And so we were in and out of the hospital and going to therapists and specialists. And so we were preoccupied. And lahat, basically, yung life namin parang nakafocus sa kanya. We move schedules just for her. And
okay.
At that time, nasa living room lang kami. I think we were just playing, and we were just like watching. The TV was on. Dad ko noon, I believe my dad was still sleeping at that time. So during the day and or closer to evening at that.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, ako tsaka mom ko, parang may naramdaman kami na parang malamig. Na nag-iba yung hangin sa bahay na parang hindi ko ma-explain yun kasi hindi naman gumagalaw yung mga curtains at that time pero lumamig. Mm. May electric fan but we don't have an air conditioner. And then all of a sudden may gumalaw and made a noise. Tapos napatingin kami sa corner ng living room na yun. Sa living room kasi na yun, in that corner, nandun yung desk, laptop, parang desk for your laptop. And then right underneath that, it's pretty much empty. It's just the floor. Pero right underneath that, there's a figure na naka-upo siya sa floor with its knees up close to its
crouch.
Crouching and ganun, and then looking at us. And then... And ang immediately na nakita namin...
Shit, kinilabutan ako.
immediately na nakita namin are its eyes. It's like glowing red, looking straight at us. Tapos, at that time, nakaupo lang kami sa floor at noon with my sister.
Mm.
And then, ang ginawa agad ng mom ko, kinuha niya agad yung kapatid ko.
Yeah.
Kasi... It felt like it was a bad intent. Na nandun siya.
Okay.
Hindi siya yung parang nanunood lang. And this is the first time we're seeing this.
Yeah.
Kasi when I look back sa mga experiences ko that sa Pilipinas, if I go to a certain place and familiar na was a place na yun, I would get to know the spirits that live in that place. So parang alam ko na may ganito dito na spirit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes nakikita ko pa rin from time to time kapag bibisita ako doon. Ang nagulat ako dito sa apartment namin, yung mga nakikita namin dito, parang first time ko lang nakikita. Pero, if I try to search for them, hindi ko nakikita.
Okay. So, So talagang hindi siya taga doon?
Yan ang akala ko talaga.
Or hindi siya nagpapakita sa'yo?
Oo, yung parang siguro nadala ba siya somewhere na nadala namin sa bahay. I don't know. Pero ito natakot kami kasi both ako and mom ko nakita namin ulit itong entity na to. And naka-crouch lang siya dun underneath dun sa table na yun. And to this day, nakalipat na sila. They're outside of Toronto. Pero kapag may bisita ako sa kanila, nandun pa rin yung table na yun. Pero nasa storage unit na lang siya. Hindi na siya ginagamit ever since. Mm. Pero from time to time, sinasabi namin, oh, naalala mo yan.
Parang may story kayo na naka-attach dun sa desk na yun. No?
Yeah.
What happened after nung nakita niyo yun? Then na-alert yung mom mo, ikaw?
Yes.
What happened? Did you leave the house?
Yeah, so parang it stayed there for a minute. Wala namang ginawa sa amin, pero nandun siya.
Pero the feeling was malevolent.
Exactly. It felt really malevolent na if we don't go away, something might happen. Parang ganun ang naging fight or flight instinct mo nun. Right after that, I attended a church back then where I told the pastor about like what happened, what's been happening sa bahay. And we got the place blessed. May pumunta dun and nagpa-pray over. So we felt at peace in a way na, okay, this happened na, so hopefully wala na mangyari ulit. Mm-hmm. Pero yung next na nangyari, wala na ba? Meron pa. But ito na yung last few things na nangyari kasi at that time, mag-isa ako sa bahay, gagaling ko lang ng work ata nun. And hapon yun, siguro mga 2 or 3, naka-uwi na ako nun. Walang tao sa bahay. Umalis ang parents ko, sister ko. So, kumain ako nun. Nandun ako sa living room. Nanonood lang ako ng Netflix. And then all of a sudden, narinig ko dun sa second bedroom, yung doorknob, na parang may nag-open. And I was like, okay, what is this? Sabi ko ganun. Na, I had to like pause kung ano yung pinapanood ko kasi parang hindi ata to dun sa labas sa kapitbahay. Parang dito to, sabi ko. And then, dun ako, kinakilabutan na ako. Sabi ko, ano naman to? hindi siya like tuloy-tuloy. Yung parang every now and then, every few minutes, may mag-shuffle or mag-turn ng knob. And then I can hear it na palakas ng palakas. Sabi ko. Sabi ko, okay. Ganun ulit, nagpa-play sa utak ko. May tao ba dito? O wala. So, tinatawag ko, Dad. Mom, dumatawag ko ganun para wala sa sagot. Nasa living room pa rin ako nun. Pero, ang ginawa ko nun ito, pumunta ako sa malapit sa my hallway para makita ko kung aling doorknob yung binubuksan or tinatry buksan. And nakita ko nga sa bedroom, sa second bedroom, kung saan dapat ako nagsistay. Tapos nakikita ko talaga na gumaganon yung doorknob.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, this is not good. And naka-close ang lahat ng mga doors noon. Naka-close sila. I turned on all the lights sa hallway. I was like, okay, punta na natin daw. Pero like at that time, I didn't even think about like bringing my phone or like standby 911. Hindi. I don't know what brought me. ano yung nag push sa akin para gawin to, pero pinuntahan ko yung kwarto. And then yung nandun na ako, nakatayo na ako sa door na yun, tumigil yung pag-ano ng knob. And then at that time, I really wanted to see kung anong nasa loob. And then I did. When I opened the door, ang dilim ng kwarto. Pero, kahit nakasara yung mga curtains noon, yung blackout blinds, may ilaw sa hallway, yun ang nagsashine ng light siguro konti sa room, nakita ko na lang sa corner ng room na yun, right across me, was this figure that was standing from the floor all the way to the ceiling to the point na sa sobrang laki niya na parang nakaganon siya. Parang nakalean na rin siya kasi sa sobrang laki niya.
Hindi siya kasha. Hunch.
And it's a dark figure na hindi ko makita yung mukha.
Yeah.
Pero alam ko nakatingin siya sa akin. And at that time, siguro adrenaline na lang din siguro to Campmaster, pero kinausap ko, like, what are you doing here? Anong ginagawa mo dito? Like, iwanan mo na kami. Yung parang somehow siguro pagod na ako na nangyayari na naman itong mga ganito. Akala ko ba napabless na namin?
Mm-hmm.
And then I see this hooded figure, this dark figure in that corner. And then all it said to me was leave. Ako, ang dapat umalis daw.
Pinapaalis ka.
Yeah.
How did you understand the word? Is it English, leave, or?
Leave in English, yeah.
Okay.
I thought I was imagining it.
Mm.
Pero I literally heard that say leave.
Mm.
And then at that point, all I remember was that I woke up. Half of my body was, I was still in the door at that time, but half of my body nasa room, half nasa hallway. I blacked out.
Ah, paano?
From that point.
Okay.
All I remember was that ang init-init sa kwarto na yon, na parang napaka-humid ng hangin na nandun. And then, nakita ko yung figure na yon.
Mm.
Nakasara lahat ng bintana, curtains, and everything. And then, I woke up. I was on the floor. But when I woke up, nakabukas na pa yung curtains. Pero nakasara yung windows. Naka-open ang curtains. And then when I woke up, it's almost like I was so terrified. Kasi yeah. I'm like, I blacked out. I'm like, what just happened? Parang ganun. And nakita ko na lang, nandun pa rin ako sa kwarto or nasa hallway.
Mm.
And then at that time, tinatawag ko sila, ma'am. Like, yung dad ko or mom ko, kung nandyan na sila, pero wala pa. It wasn't even like probably 20 or 30 minutes have passed ever since when I entered the room or when I got home. And so that's the part where I had a personal experience in there that I can't fully debunk. Did it happen because it is actually an entity that I saw, or, you know, I don't know, gutom ba ako? Pero
good.
I've never blacked out like that before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yun ang ano ko doon is like, yeah, like anong nangyari but bigla na lang ako ng blackout.
Nakakatakot. And,
yeah, like sa sobrang takot ba yun or pero naalala ko talaga nakahiga na lang ako sa floor. And halos wala na nangyari after that. Pero kwento ko to sa parents ko. And yung mom ko yung nag-worry talaga.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi sabi na niya, talagang kailangan natin umalis na dito. Hindi na talaga to magandang tirahan. And fortunately for them, malapit na silang aalis nun, papunta ng ibang province. I chose to stay in Toronto. Hindi ako sumama sa parents ko. I just want to live by my own and do what I want to do.
Yeah.
So that time, umalis na rin ako ng apartment. Nag-rent na rin ako somewhere else. Tapos bumibisita na lang ako after that sa bahay. Until makaalis na ang parents ko sa Toronto. And so far, I didn't really have any experience there. After that. Pero yun siguro yung experience na mas lalong na-push ang parents ko nun na parang there's really something happening dito sa bahay na to. Pero yeah.
grabe, hindi ko parang dalawang beses akong kinilabutan dun sa batang naka-crouch and then dun sa hooded figure, yung medyo naka-hunch na na figure dun sa ano. So, pero talaga nakakatakot naman kasi yung nangyari sa'yo and yung especially yung factor na nag-blackout ka kasi hindi mo ma-account yung minutes na lumipas pagka nung huli mong natandaan tsaka yung waking memory mo after, diba? So parang what happened, diba?
Mm-hmm.
Tapos mag-isa ka, diba? Sa bahay? Yeah.
Mag-isa lang sa bahay. Yeah.
So yeah, it's nakakatawa talaga. And the fact lang na parang yung may mga naririnig kayo, ganyan, na parang hindi nyo nakikita kasi parang medyo troublesome yun kasi bahay, unang-una, kasi you need to feel at ease and, you know, secure and safe sa sarili mong bahay, diba? So that's why parang in I can definitely sense na parang there are some creatures na ayaw kayong patuloyin or pagpatuloy na magstay dun sa bahay na yun. And for some reason nung kinikwento mo yun, yung last story mo, parang ang nag register sa akin is parang an angel. For some reason, angel. I don't know. And then nung nag back away ka a little bit, nag-darken yung ano mo, yung screen mo. And I don't know if it's just, you know, a thing or definitely weird. Na parang
definitely
all this time ang liwaliwanag mo, and I don't know what happened in your lighting, but biglang dumilim nung moment na yung last story mo when you were just about to enter the door. Biglang dumilim yung screen mo, and I have a recording. I don't know if I caught that. but after nung lumabas kayo nung apartment na yun, tumira ka somewhere else, did you happen to have more experiences outside the apartment?
It's almost like a regular occurrence to me. I can't say for sure. Kasi ako rin eh, I'm curious din ako. Kasi a lot of times I can see, I can sense, but I can't always tell. Kung, you know, I'm seeing something that's paranormal. Akala ko sa Pilipinas ko lang to may experience lagi, pero it happens every single day for me. Alam ng wife ko na I can see, and usapan na namin na kapag may makita ako, wag
sasabihin sa kanya.
Ayaw nang malaman, ayaw nang makita. Unless, tatanungin.
Is she sensitive as well? Or
she can, actually. Not always, but she can sense. And there are sometimes na paminsan, titingin siya sa akin. And may parang meron na kami parang look together na parang, okay, something has, may nangyari. And I wouldn't say anything unless she would also ask me about it or share in my nafe-feel din siya. Pero for her, hindi siya nakakita. Pero nakakasend siya na parang there's something off dito sa place na to.
Alright. And you don't have that in your home, I assume?
No. Where we live, okay naman. That's good. Okay naman.
Because always in the movies, diba, parang kapag meron ganyang mga parang troubled houses. Usually, the story would be parang the family living in it is troubled themselves. Parang sila mismo may mga personal issues. And parang sa inyo ba meron ba kayong, would you, looking back, or would you have parang negative energies within the family that bounce off, that kind of invites mga ganitong klaseng entities, or just a regular family occurrences lang naman? Wala.
No, I feel like, yeah, I agree with that too. Na when something negative happens or that's been given off, that will also attract whatever energy as well. And we haven't really been at that time the best communicators in the family, and may mga pinagdadaanan din ako personally at that time too. So, yeah, there had been a series of clashes between me and my dad, my mom, and so I think that also invited whatever that was in there, or nasama, whatever that may that may mean. Pero I'm pretty sure we had a factor to that too.
Nung tumira ba kayo nung moment na yun, was that your first apartment out of when you migrated to Canada from the Philippines? O may natirahan pa kayong iba?
No, may natira ng iba. My dad came to Canada first. He took me after I traveled by myself going to Canada when I was 15. That was pretty fun.
First flight? First flight ba yun?
No, not really. It's like first international.
Okay, nawala si Lars. Tuloy pa rin naman yung recording natin. So, not sure, Lars, if he's coming back. We'll wait. I guess. Pero mga bagay na ayaw ipakwento, but no. Hey, Lars, welcome back. Right, that usually happens. Di na ako surprise.
Sure. Not sure what happened there, but anyway.
It's okay. I was just gonna ask kung ito ba yung first apartment niyo coming from the Philippines, or at least for you?
No, lumipat-lipat na rin kami. Both apartments and houses last time. So, okay. Siguro pangatlong place na to na tinirhan namin. Before, like, I branched off of my dad's.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is because nakausap ko minsan si Mark Nazal. Siya yung founder ng Diwata Comics. And it's an independent comic company sa Los Angeles. Yeah. Meron siyang sinabi sa akin ng one interview namin na parang ang mga Filipinos daw kasi is we often migrate, diba? Because Philippines is usually not the best country to live in kapag ka, hindi ka mayaman. So, kaya ayan, tayo napupunta tayo sa ibang lugar and find another life. And may sinabi siya sa akin na parang natandaan ko. And parang kung ang mga Filipinos daw ay lumilipat ng ibang bansa, bakit hindi yung mga creatures na nasa Philippines or like yung mga entities, mga spirits na nasa atin, na bakit, what's keeping them? Na bakit hindi sila pwedeng sumama, diba? And it could be true. Like baka yung mga spirits na nakikita natin ay baka mga dala-dala pa natin from wherever we came from originally. So baka mamaya dala-dala nyo rin. Pero I wouldn't say that to the last experience you shared kasi parang pinapalis kayo dun sa bahay. Baka sila naman yung, sila yung talagang original na nandun. Pero naisip ko lang yun na parang it might not be applicable to you, pero yung parang kung may dala-dala kang guardian or spirit guide from another place where you came from Cebu or from Tarlac, wherever you spent your life before Canada, might be something to think about, diba?
Oh yeah, definitely. And I think that I'm someone who could sense and feel, sense and see more, pero we don't know everything. Nagugulat pa rin ako at some point na may nakikita ako from someone na I kind of believe na sometimes may mga nadadala nga tayo. Just a short example, may kaibigan ako dito sa Toronto na one time yung kumain kami sa labas, nagulat na lang ako kasi may sumusunod sa amin na being. May entity na sumusunod sa amin habang naglalakad kami. And public place to, we were like walking in one of the streets, papunta din sa kakainan namin, may sumusunod sa likod namin. And alam kong hindi to sumama sa akin, pero parang sumama ata to sa kaibigan ko. Kasi ever since ako kumakain kami, nandun lang siya sa likod niya the whole time. And hindi ko naman tinatanong kung ano to. Pero alam ko nandyan siya sa likod lang niya the whole time. So I totally believe that. Kung may nadala ba tayo, I'm just not sure kung paano, kung nagtatago ba to mga to, or
how. But
every single time. sometimes we're shocked na lang later on within a certain situation.
Sorry, Lars, medyo nag-ano ka. I think the reception's getting bad. Hey, Lars, can you hear me? Ayan, second time nang nawala ni Lars. We're just gonna wait for him to come back and we'll see. We can finish the episode. There you go. All right. Well, yeah, I guess that's all. That's all the time that we have. But thank you so much for sharing those stories. Napaka medyo creepy siya talaga. Kinilabutan ako. Just natakot ako for a little there. Do you have anyone that you'd like to say hello to, batiin, shout out, or any messages to the campers that would be listening to this episode?
Maybe nothing, no one to really shout out to. Pero, no, I just want to thank you and thank other campers then for creating this community. And this is not just a podcast for me. I treat it as a community where I can share experiences. I hear experiences from other people and kind of validate what I'm feeling. And what you said earlier then, it's a safe space, and I really thank you for that. And everybody else is also keeping this as a safe space to share these experiences. Not a lot of times we can explain. so I'm really thankful for that. I do have more stories, but maybe I can reserve that in the future. More sociability naman siguro. So yeah, I just want to say thank you.
Thank you din sa pag-guest mo tonight, and buti nakatapos tayo ng episode without losing you. But yeah, if ever that anyone of the listeners, any of the campers who listens to this and you have stories to tell, feel free to reach back just like Larson did. So campfirestoriesph@gmail.com. And thank you, Larson, for your stories for tonight and being part of the San Telmo Society Radio.
Awesome. Okay.
Ingat ka, Lars. Nice meeting you. Bye.
Nice meeting you too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Maraming salamat muli sa ating kasamang camper na si Larson for that San Telmo Society story. Dito na po nagtatapos ang ating kwento. Pagkatapos ng episode na ito ay pwede kang sumali sa kwentuhan by going to Spotify Q&A portion ng episode na ito. Doon, nagsashare kami ng mga kasama nating campers ng kani-kanilang mga thoughts about the episode. Just remember to be kind whenever you share your thoughts, dahil ang podcast na ito ay mananatiling safe space for everyone. Kung gusto mo naman supportahan ang show by giving monetary tips, you can do that by joining our Patreon and Ko-fi. Yan yung mga sites kung saan naglalagay ako ng mga extra content for the podcast listeners when I can. Kung may access ka naman via PayPal or GCash and you feel like gusto mo akong ilibre ng kape to help me create these episodes, ay pwedeng-pwede mong gawin yan by checking our PayPal and GCash accounts sa episode's show notes. Pumunta ka lang sa Spotify and click on the description of the episode at makikita mo lahat ng link na kailangan mo. At panghuli, kung may kwento ka naman na gusto mong ibahagi sa ating camp, ay pwede mong isend yan sa campfirestoriesph@gmail.com. At babasahin natin yan sa mga susunod na San Telmo Society Radio episodes. Muli, maraming salamat po sa inyong pakikinig. Magkita na lang tayo sa susunod na kwento. Ako si Earl, at ito ang San Telmo Society Radio segment ng Philippine Campfire Stories.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.